But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big win for his Cowboys over the Giants is the owner and GM of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning. It's such a morning of positivity, and we are very happy about this. And I think that that this proves what we really are, and that's a good, good team that can beat up on organizations that don't belong in the NFL.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but yes, this year the Giants aren't very good.
Yeah. And this win was particularly positivity for me. To me, this was my personal revenge on Eli signing the wall.
That was so long ago.
I don't care. It really griped me. That was when I first opened up my pyramid tomb, and he signed that wall, and that made me so mad. I had to pay to get that wall re-sheet rocked and painted over and then sealed with a lead-based piece of 5-inch steel to keep its power from leaching into the atmosphere.
Well, you got your win yesterday. Hey, Dak's been playing really well.
Hadn't he, though? Yeah. I loved seeing Dak get out there and be the miracle that I knew he could be. He moved back from mixed blessing into miracle territory to me. Did you know that he threw for more yards in three quarters than Danny White did his whole career?
That is not true.
That is a false stat right there.
I don't know. I think it's pretty true. You no, can't really disprove it right now.
I think I easily could, but okay.
But I felt, speaking of quarterbacks, I really feel bad for that Tommy DeVito's family. They had to witness that.
Yeah, that was tough.
Last time a family member had to witness a loved one getting defeated that badly in DFW was November of 63.
Okay.
Oh, man. Jerry.
Very tough day.
Almost to the 60th anniversary.
To a lot that goes on. Yeah. But that was one Jersey-looking family he had, wasn't it?
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah.
I liked that they kept showing them on the TV. It kind of made my family look a little less circusy in comparison.
Oh, come on. They seem like a nice couple.
They did, and we do, but we are. And CD with that one-handed grab.
Yeah,
what an impressive.
That. How about that?
I GM'd the hell out of that catch. That was great. Who says I'm not a football man?
Yeah,
other
I guess
than
you did
anybody.
Draft him, yeah.
Name one person other than everybody that says I'm not a football man. So you can't.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Did you know that I had two Texas Ranger baseball players escorted off the premise?
Why?
Because I didn't want them stealing my glory. I didn't want people getting distracted by what a world champion looks like.
Oh, well, they're just there to support your team.
They're wearing cowboy jerseys.
No, I don't care. That's why I kicked out that Jose Leclerc and Adios Garcia.
Okay, it's Adolis Garcia.
Hey, I hear Jimbo Fisher is available. That's kind of interesting, too.
Yeah? Is that interesting to you?
You know, I have a history of kind of liking them Aggie players and coaches and stuff.
Yeah?
Remember when Steven had to throw me through a plate glass window and wrestle Johnny Football out of my hand?
Yeah, we do remember that.
But, yeah, Jimbo Fisher, huh?
You're better off with McCarthy.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, I don't know if you want him, Jerry. He's kind of a underachieving coach.
Well, we specialize in underachieving coaches, don't we? Plus, Jimbo's kind of an old Arkansas-sounding name to me.
That does sound pretty Arkansas.
And he's getting so much money from them dumb Aggies, he'll probably agree to come here for Mike Solaria money.
Solaria?
Whatever his name is, that offensive coach we got.
You can get him on the cheap.
Offensive line. But I've been putting final touches on my succession plan.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Well, right now, the current plan is to sell the team to Monsanto just to bypass my idiot kids.
Outside corporation, huh?
Now, I should. Charlotte Bridges. Now, she isn't an idiot.
No.
But she may be the only family member other than me that has no interest in X's and O's. So I don't know about leaving. But I can't leave the team to Steven. Because he told me he only works for the team just so he has access to the party bus. So,
yeah, that's a problem.
That's a nice perk. And Jerry Jr. is, of course, the only 58-year-old I know that's been legally certified as a child.
He has not. Come on.
They do that?
They do that. And my last joke is so offensive, I'm not even going to say it.
Okay, let's go ahead and pass on it. All right. We'll see you. There goes Jarrett.